Blog Talk Radio.
Man, what's going on, everybody? PSA Radio, you already know how it is. I'm Segment Boys, all that good stuff. I'm here with my bro, Three Letterman. Dre, what's good, G?
What's poppin', my nigga? PSA, man, what's poppin'? Out here.
PSA Radio here. Man, everybody, go check out that Shotgun Shug and Mr. Mills interview.
Word.
Up right now.
Shug was talking from the heart, wasn't he?
Shug was talking some shit, bro. Shug was talking crazy. And it was good to have both those dudes on. Before we get the guests on today, I was thinking we can go through this URL traffic card.
Word. Let's do that.
So let's pull this up real quick. Let me get all the details here. All right, here we go. We got it. URL traffic card coming to the West Coast. URL smack. Traffic card 2 is on September 11th at the Airliner, Sunday, September 11th. And we're going to run through some of the battles, and then we're going to give our thoughts on a few of them. You know, some of these guys might be the first time up on the card, but we're going to go for the big ones. So we have Prophecy versus Dre Dennis. We have H.A. Double versus Stewie Newton. We have Danny Myers versus Young Cannon, KG the Poet versus DNA, Pass versus Briz Rothstein. Now we can go through a few of these. Let's go Danny Myers versus YK, Young Cannon. Who you got, Trey?
Yo, this is going to be a bar fest, Timbo. This is going to be like two niggas going at it gladiator style. Like, niggas are going to have blood in their mouth. Niggas are going to walk out there fucked up. This is going to be a dope-ass battle, my nigga. Like, for real, man. Like, yo, young niggas, if you do your battle rap history, Timbo, Young Cannon has been here for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas will say, well, is this Young Cannon's first time on URL? No. But we've seen Young Cannon on URL a couple of occasions. Didn't fare too well against Slave Sever. Should I have him beat in Chilla? Had him beat in JC? You know what I'm saying? Like, YK is dumb nice. Last year, nobody... Yo, if you want to talk about a nigga that gave you three complete rounds in battle rap, it was YK when he battled Steams, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, complete three rounds where I was sitting like, damn, jaw-breaking last year when he battled Steams at Traffic last year. I had him beating Steams 3-0, no body bag, but Young Cannon was just on fire. And I know a lot of niggas say that they felt him and Charlie Clips battle on that one rounder. I thought YK was dope. I know Hollow the Don broke Charlie Clips down in his first round. I thought YK did a great job too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you've been listening to me and Timbo for as long as you've been listening to us, well, whether we was on the other show and we here now on PSA, I've been a Danny Myers supporter. I've been crucified for it at times. You know what I'm saying? Bar guard, yikes, all that shit. I fucked with Danny Myers. Mm-hmm. That's one dude who I know Timbo is very passionate when it comes to battle rap. Like, I'll go on record and say that nigga battles not for the bread first. It's not for the bread first. I think it's for the love first. And I don't think he should get kudos on the strength of that alone, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I really feel that way. Do I like all of his battles? No, but he has a lot of quality battles and replay value battles. He doesn't choke. He don't stumble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That being said, my nigga, I'm going YK in a close battle, which I have a feeling this is going to be a very replay value battle and shit, in my opinion. I'm calling it now. YK and Danny Myers. I'm edging YK.
Yeah. Edging YK, you know, I can't really add too much on what you said because you pretty much said it all, man. You know what I mean? It's YK has been here for a while. I mean, he battled Magic in February of 2012. You know what I mean? That's a while ago, bro. He's been on this stage. Like, he knows it. So I saw him battle Steams. You know, I was there. He had the crowd shaking, bro. He was going nuts. I'm going YK also. I'm going YK 2-1 on this one. Like you said, I mean, it could go either way, but I haven't beaten Danny 2-1. YK's nice.
I forgot you went to that card, Timbo. I forgot you went to that card, fam. Word.
Yeah.
So you was in attendance. Yeah. You already seen. You was right there living color and shit.
It was crazy, man. He had that shit shaking, bro.
I could imagine, bro.
Honestly.
Because on camera alone, Timbo, I'm sitting there like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. He had that shit shaking, man. I definitely agree with you. I'm going YK 2-1 against Danny Myers on this one, bro.
Right.
Next one, we got KG the Poet going up against DNA. Who you got?
KG the Poet. Fucks with you, my nigga. Light-skinned brothers forever, man. But, I like KG the Poet, man. Son is nice. I just think he's lost in the shuffle. You know what I'm saying? I know him and Rum Nitty got that. And I think them both them niggas from Arizona, if memory serves me right. I think Rum Nitty right now is on the tear right now. No shade to you, KG the Poet, but your homeboy is around the block and down the corner on you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rum Nitty's name is ringing bells right now. But with that being said, I like KG the Poet. What can I say about DNA, my nigga? Listen, I'm a DNA fan, straight up and down. I know he gets chastised for people say he oversaturates himself. I've said numerous times that I think the NWX thing, as much as people might not like groups, Timbo, I think the NWX thing has done a lot of good things for him and rejuvenated his career. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to see DNA not battling on 2-on-2s, my nigga. Yes, get back to the 1-on-1s, my nigga. No disrespect to you and Shine, but I want to see y'all niggas get on back to this 1-on-1 shit. I'm just going DNA, son. He's just too seasoned, veteran. And I'm not taking nothing away from KG the Poet because he's dumb nice. Don't I get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? But DNA can go back into the freeze and a freestyle, go back into the writtens and shit. This is going to be a close battle, too. One thing I like about DNA also to add on, Timbo, I like the fact that when he's coming to battle, he's going to respect his opponent. He's going to respect KG the Poet.
Yeah.
He's not going to go like, it's KG the Poet, fuck that nigga. He's going to come and prepare. Because I think DNA actually cares about his resume. And whether you think he wins or loses, he still gave you material. You're like, all right, DNA rocked out. You know what I mean?
I feel that. Nah, and you're right. As far as, like you say, consistency, all that stuff. You know, DNA, you can always really count on show up, give you rounds, everything like that. You know what, man? I'm actually going to go KG the Poet on this one.
Oh,
I'm going KG 2-1.
This guy. Really?
Oh, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
You going KG to beat DNA?
I'm going KG. You know what? I'm going KG 2-1 on this one.
I see you and Piper Boy, because I seen Piper Boy also. He said he got KG the Poet also, so hey. All right,
I'm going to give you my reason.
KG the Poet.
I'm going to give you my reason. Are you ready? You ready for this?
Talk to me.
All right. I'm going to give you the reason. We heard that Summer Madness 6 is going to be September 24th, if it happens, right? September 24th. We're banking on Summer Madness 6 to happen. I have a feeling DNA is going to be on that card. DNA will be on Summer Madness 6. I'm just saying, why wouldn't he be? You feel me? This battle is like 2 weeks before. If he's on Summer Madness 6, I could see him. I'm not saying he's going to purposely not prepare properly, but I could see him not going as hard for KG the Poet in L.A. as he would for so-and-so on that Summer Madness 6 stage. You feel me? So that's
I see where you're
going. I'm going to go KG 2-1. But KG will have bars. You know, KG, I was there, like I said, again, at that event, and he battled Magic on that stage, too. And, you know, people say, say he won.
Hold on a second. Hold on, Timber. Hold on. The guest is on call. Hold on.
Yeah. All right. Yo.
Hello. Pardon self. The guest 915 number you should be calling up right now.
Word.
Damn, he messed up a nice. I like that traffic call. This one is smoothly down.
Man, we're never going to get through this. For shit.
Oh, my God.
We will
man.
Never, ever get through this one, man.
Yeah.
We'll get the. We
got to do it after he left. He loses. We got to do it over, though, because I like the way that shit was going, son.
I feel
it's about to be a fire discussion.
Absolutely.
I know we give y'all guests all the time, but me and Timbo do talk a lot. Don't get it fucked up. So y'all will be getting content from us also mixed in with the interview. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all niggas that gave us 5,000 on the World Domination Part 1, but that's a different story.
Yes, sir. We got the guest calling up right now. We're going to get him
legend.
On. Legend in this game as far as, you know, both of us are
first,
concerned.
Okay, can I say something? First ballot Hall of Fame battle rap. That shit dies tomorrow. This nigga's first. He's getting his jacket, my nigga. He's getting his jacket. Straight up. First ballot. Him, Lux.
Jersey in the Raptors?
Oh, Jersey and the Raptors, definitely, my nigga. I'll go to the fucking ceremony, my nigga. What you talking about?
Let's get the man on right here, bro. Been in this shit for a minute, and one of the founders of this, man. Let's get him on. T-Rex. Rex, what's good?
What's good, what's good, what's good? Doc Mar, what's good?
Rex, what's popping, my nigga?
What's cracking?
Shit, my nigga. I spoke to you earlier. You said you was in the lab, though. What you got cooking in the lab, my nigga?
Oh, I got some shit off the Never Ducking mixtape I'm about to put out.
When's that coming out?
September 24th.
Now, my nigga, you work with Webstar. Are you still working with Tyrese Rex?
Yeah, actually, I was with Reese not too long ago, probably like 2 months ago, something like that. It's my brother though.
Well, my nigga, let's just get into this shit, my nigga. Is Rex and Sean going down, bro? That's all I care about, Rex. I've been watching you since I'm DC.
Is me and Sean going
down? When you was a young pup. Yes, my nigga.
Well, I'm from on call outs. It's mandatory, man.
Rex, I'm on record saying, my nigga, that this is the
where
most
I'm from
anticipated.
On
call outs
is mandatory. You can't talk to him. You can't talk to a god the way he was talking.
What you
mean? You
gotta
take your brother in the backyard. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right, Rex, let me ask you a question, because I'm on record saying this is the most anticipated battle, my nigga, since Lux and Hollow. Am I right on my hypothesis?
Yeah, Lux and Hollow was anticipated, but that was a battle. This shit gonna be a war.
Your man Mook, hold on, son. Your man Mook was here with us a couple weeks ago. He said you will not go personal on Shine because you still got love for Son and shit. You know what I mean? He said you won't go personal.
Mook don't know what I'll do.
I agree with that. I don't know. Rex ain't going personal? Nigga, what?
I'm going to be honest, though. I don't really. My career wasn't based on personals, though. I'm a lyrical nigga.
Facts.
So I ain't
you
really.
A street nigga, yeah.
After you hear the personals once or twice, they don't hit you hard no more. Punchline metaphors last for years.
Where did things go left?
And I'm personal
Shino,
proof. When you ain't got nothing to hide, a nigga can't say nothing.
Where did shit go left for you and Shino, my nigga?
I don't know. I'm comfortable in my skin. Like I'm around my brothers, and I don't feel. No problem with Mook being, as they say, the greatest. I don't have no problem with that.
No,
I don't have a problem with Rock being number one.
Can I say something about that? Rex, I don't mean to cut you off, my nigga. I got to say this live on air. And I ain't saying this because you're on here on the show, my nigga. I said this numerous times, and this is no shade to fucking Mook. And I probably said this to Mook numerous times. Yeah, niggas be trying to get Mook the logo, the Jerry West logo, battle rap, and that's cool, but I always say, and this is no shade. I'm not trying to play different sides between y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all brothers. I always read.
Yeah, nobody can
Mook.
Do that. Man.
I'm not on that funny style shit, my nigga. I don't do that funny style shit. What I'm saying is I always rant you over Mook. And here's the reason why. You was there when on the DVDs. Number two, you reinvented yourself to get back into the game. When URL first popped off, before Smack had the fucking bid.
Wasn't nobody getting paid to me.
Yeah, you and Math set this shit off and took it to a different level and shit. You know what I mean?
I got paid at the Tech N9ne battle. I got paid before that.
Oh, in the Philly joint, when y'all mice on and all of them, all right.
Yeah, I said I wasn't doing that for free. And the minimum was $5,000 for the whole tournament. So I was like, if I'm going to get that, if I win or lose or not, then I'm gonna, they might as well get that up. Yeah. Not Marvel paved the way for battle rap, bro. This shit was something niggas did for free. We turned it into a business. For the last 15-some years, we ran it. Ain't nothing changed just because Rock got the ball right now. Surf, what's up, neighbor?
And you know what, we had Verb up there a couple of days ago also. He said, he told him and Surf was going back and forth on the show. And Verb, I ain't going to say, Verb straight up and down said, yo, the poster boy for URL is T-Rex. That is Smack's go-to man is T-Rex. And I thought that was a high praise coming from A-Verb, you know what I mean?
I mean, when you've been on the other side of these shits, man, sometimes you got to deal with reality, man. Verb, my nigga, but it is what it is.
So, as a battle rap culture, do we need this battle with you and Shine, my nigga?
The battle rap culture needs some real shit back. That's what it needs. These niggas picking up 22s with two hands like they AKs, man. Don't come in and fuck up what we built, man. Don't let them destroy what we was building, man.
So,
I'm doing this for party audience. And them niggas like, see, I'm doing it for niggas like that, bro. You can't change what we made. We made the format on this. You can't come in here and PG step and all that, man. You can't do none of that shit. If we don't believe it, we don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been? How long have you felt this way, too? Because I've been saying the same thing to Dre, that, yo, this doesn't have the same feel. There's no feel in the battle.
It ain't no
hostility.
It ain't no hostility there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How you gonna tell a nigga you gonna blow his head off laughing? It don't make sense.
Yeah.
It don't make sense. You can't do that.
I want you and Sean to go down, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you. I know y'all boys and Mook say he don't want y'all to battle, but I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm thirsty ass nigga. I'm gonna keep it real.
Everybody over here, they own ball, so it don't really matter about that.
Can you dap? If you battle K-Sean, can you dap him right after? Like right after the battle?
Yo, bro, nothing bothers me.
That is true. Because you did battle on the day your nephew, God bless the dead, when your nephew passed away. I mean,
it was about winning a different war, man. It was about winning a different war, man. Favis and Lou Sims and the biggest men is in books and all of that because of me, man. I exposed something that I had to. Street rules is not exempt to nobody. Everybody got to deal with street justice, bro.
Yeah.
And you know what, Rex, I did today? I looked at your career today, Rex. Look at these niggas, Timbo. This nigga's battle, son. Math, Khan, Awkward, Young Ill, Marv One, Caustic, Rum Nitty, Calico,
yo, when nobody
Ferb,
was
Diz,
when nobody was traveling, I traveled.
Arsenal, O-Red, G Soldier, Tech,
yeah,
Nine,
he was
Cortez,
traveling too.
Uncasa, DNA, Hitman, Artisan. That is a this nigga here, yo.
Artisan and Danny Madison the same day.
Never
had a one rounder. I just had a one rounder in Brooklyn with Smack outside. I just want to establish my hunger.
Yeah, I heard you say that was 15 minutes of fame that you want to battle outside. I heard you say that a couple times though, like you want to take it back on the streets and shit, my nigga.
I wanted to get the feel of where it came from. See, and none of these niggas is authentic. All these niggas is copies of somebody. I don't sound nothing like Mook.
Nah.
Mook don't sound nothing like me. We don't sound like Lux.
Nah.
You see what I'm saying? So everybody had their own. Everybody got their own. If it was Dominique, Larry Bird, everybody got something different they do. All these niggas ain't no stars right now. Why am I not active at the moment and I'm the biggest thing they're talking about in battle rap?
Because, my nigga, you're a legend. But here's a twist, though, Rex. Got to keep it real with
big
the pros and cons.
Big games, I'm always showing up. No matter what it is, big games, I'm showing up. When you did 17 years straight, you can have one bad game, you know?
I think that's – does it bother you that the fans get mad at you sometimes and be like, yo, Rex, man, come on, my nigga.
I like niggas mad at me, bro. That's my thing. I don't really – I'm an asshole. I don't give a fuck how them niggas feel. They going to hear this shit and go, yeah, after a while.
did you ever lose a passion for this shit, though, Rex, 17 years in this motherfucking game?
Around the time that I battled Clips, it wasn't just my nephew. I lost Q-Dot that year. Bull O'Neal.
Yeah.
Yo, Rex, that's the big brother that be behind y'all in the battles, right?
That was the CEO of Dot Mall.
The light-skinned brother, like thick niggas, the quiet-looking nigga. Yeah, you always see him in the battles and shit, behind y'all and shit. Word.
Yeah. Mm. So, I'm not a nigga that you could tell nothing, bro. I know what I want to do. That's one of the only niggas that can say, nah, I don't like that all. I'm not even letting nobody else hear nothing. You know what I'm saying? So all them deaths back to back, it was just a wake up call for me, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't change nothing.
Rex, you're saying you want to get back to the feel of it and how it was before. Do you think doing like some sort of real small room battle would make these happen, kind of like Black Star or something like that? You know, with these big names.
I'm not really. I never did that.
Okay.
You never saw me in Black Star. Saw me in Stu. He on his spot, but I never did Black Star. That was some. That was the next era. That was Lux era.
Yeah, Lion's Den and all that. Yeah.
Me and Matt and us was in a different kind of. It was a different kind of. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't.
Yeah, that was Cortez.
I called. Enough people could fit in Black Star.
Oh man,
that's a fact.
Yo, Rex, am I fucked up if I say this to you, my nigga? You can curse me the fuck out, tell me, nigga, kill yourself. I think Sean got something for you, bro. I really do, my nigga. And I hope.
Well, listen, Everybody think. You got the right to do that, man.
Shit. That's what it is, bro.
This is something I was born with. You can't teach this kind of shit here.
I feel you. So is the possibility Summer Madness 6 you in Shino?
Damn, it has to happen, Summer Madness. That's got to be a Summer Madness battle.
Yeah.
Is it a possibility?
Yeah.
If the money right.
Yeah, that's a big payday, for real.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that'll be a big one. That has to be on Summer Madness 6. That's the only stage for it.
Yo, Rex, though, man, we appreciate you rocking with us, though, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Give us a little bit of your time and shit.
Real talk, I got a few new niggas that I'm about to bring to the table, too.
Uh-oh.
I'm about to call all the proven ground niggas out, and we going to line up, me and my niggas. Sometimes you got to lead by example. Dot Mall versus Proving Ground.
I'm all very proven.
Snake Eyes, what's up?
Snake Eyes, what's
up?
Good?
Oh, shit. Willow, what up? Damn, what up?
Oh, shit.
All right, Rex, my nigga. We looking forward to your next endeavors, though, my nigga. That shit come down. We getting you back up here. If that shit comes on the trailer, Twitch, put that shit out. You and Sean, though, my nigga.
Tell them niggas to come with that check, man. Drop them off, nigga.
Appreciate you, bro. Salute, bro.
Shout out, Rex, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir. What do you think, Dre?
Talk to you off the air with that.
You are straight up ass.
Can we start over? Because I had a vibe and shit. I lost my vibe. I'm sorry. Yo. Can we start over this trailer that we about to put out? This shit we about to put out, please. God, a vault. It's a couple vaults and shit. That's, you know, Barrafino got a vault. Lady Luck got a vault.
Oh shit!
It's a lost tapes, my nigga. That's a lost tapes. I'm just being real, man. I know when shit sounds. You know what I mean? I ain't putting out no bad.
You knew from the jump, huh?
Yeah. I look for the job, my nigga. I just, you know what I'm saying? What time is it now? Hold on. All right, bet. Yo, let's do this trailer, because Triller going to come on next and have a better conversation.
All right, let's go. Mac,
start
you
with
are around with TV. All right, let me intro this bitch. We got Smack URL Traffic 2 happening September 11th at the Airliner in Los Angeles, coming out west again. We got a pretty – I mean, it's a good card, you know, 5 battles total on this card.
Right.
We got Prophecy going up against Dre Dennis, H.A. Double versus Stewie Newton. We got Danny Myers versus Young Cannon, KG the Poet versus DNA, Pass versus Briz. Sorry, I got to get that one. Pass, Passwords versus Briz Rothstein. Now, let's go up these final three. Let's go Danny Myers versus Young Cannon. Dre, who you got?
I like this one. Expecting this one to be a dope-ass battle. I'm glad to see Young Cannon. I think Young Cannon is Cave Gang now. You know what I mean? He's there with Tay Rock. I see Rock out there trying to build his squad. Tay Rock got with Briz now, Av, and now Young Cannon. That's not a bad squad to have though. Rock out of low key, these niggas is building teams. Rock got a nice little squad there. Tay Rock.
Rock got a squad.
Briz.
I agree.
Yeah, he got a little squad, Timbo. Low key got a little squad.
He got some spinners over there, bro. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah,
he got
some spinners over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like Young Cannon, bro. Lost in the shuffle of the battle rap world. You won't hear a lot of people screaming out Young Cannon. But the thing about Young Cannon is that nigga could rap. He got bars, he could rhyme. Mm-hmm. My brother Timbo was at that traffic shit last year. He could tell you himself. He was there live for center when Young Cannon battled this nigga Steams. 3 fire rounds. And I remember when that battle dropped on URL channel, Timbo, I tweeted this out. Yo, low-key, Young Cannon might have given niggas the best 3 rounds last year. I'm talking about complete rounds. So if you niggas didn't watch it, you can't comment, oh, what the fuck are you talking about? Go back and look at Young Cannon's battle with Steams and listen to Young Cannon for 3 rounds, my nigga. I don't know about you niggas, but I was at the crib like, damn, the fuck? Nigga is spazzing. This battle with Charlie Clips, I know some people try to say Clips won that in a one-rounder. I hate one-round battles. I thought Young Cannon actually did his thing. I actually like the way he broke down Charlie Clips. I know Hollow did it before, but I actually like how he did it and shit. I had him beating Chilla, had him beating JC. Young Cannon, you know what I'm saying? The DNA battle, that was it was a toss-up. We battled Cortez, I think, also. He's had battles, my nigga. He's kind of busy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Danny Myers, I make no bones about it. That was my dude coming up. I like Danny Myers for the simple fact.
Facts.
He loves battle rap. Danny Myers, Timbo, has called me on the phone and let me hear his bars.
Yeah.
That nigga, all he does is write rhymes. And in an era where you hearing niggas, the top 10 niggas arguing about money, hey, you got an individual in Danny Myers who battles for the sole reason of a love first. Of course you want to get paid for your talents. But I think Danny Myers, it's a love-hate relationship with the fans. I think you got to respect his passion, but I think what left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth with Myers, Timbo, was him giving money to Rex. I didn't really was too happy on that. Like, are you giving a nigga 20-some-odd K to battle you? Well, I don't know about all that, my nigga. Like, I know you want to get your name out there, but hey, he's willing to do that to get his name out here. Hey, that's on him. You feel me? Myers have had dope battles, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Nigga has replay value battles. Battle with Chilla fire. That battle with Rum Nitty fire. Battle with fucking Mr. Mills fire. This nigga has dope battles. He beat T-Rex clearly in my decision, in my opinion. He beat Rex.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So what I like about Myers too, like, he's not really battling like that. Like last year, he was battling a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's keeping himself fresh. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, I'm going to go Young Cannon in a close, debatable battle. I think this shit can go either way. I hate battles like that, but I think this battle is going to be debatable. Mm-hmm. Both niggas are going to try to knock their heads off. It's going to be a close battle. I'm going YK, though.
Man, you explained a lot. I can't really put too much more into it because, I mean, all your points hit. But you know what? I'm going YK. I'm going a clear 2-1, though.
A clear?
I'm going clear, bro. I'm going clear 2-1. I think YK is going to get it. I think, you know what? I'm not going to lie. Danny's dope, but I swear YK is a better writer than Danny.
You think so, writing-wise?
I swear writing-wise, YK can write better than Danny Myers. I'll say it here.
Let me ask you a question.
I think
you
can write better than Danny Myers. Yo.
So if you had their composition books and you read Danny Myers' book and you read YK's book, you're saying you'd be more – you have the jazz face more reading YK's composition book more than Danny Myers?
I think so. I think I would. With Myers, my issue has been I think the delivery.
A lot of issues,
Timbo. You know,
a lot of issues you've had with Danny Myers. You've had
I had a lot of issues with Danny Myers. I thought he was overrated, I'm not gonna lie. I think when he raps, you know, it's more of like the structure of it is da 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 da. That's a dun-dun, you know, and then I think that's more so how it's I'm not even bullshitting. Like, I've seen dude a lot of times, and I think that's what it is. YK, his flow, he can switch it up a lot. He can go fast, he can go slow, this and that. So I think YK is a better writer than Myers. I'm going YK 2-1, honestly, in a clear win. But I'm going YK 2-1 as well. I know you said it can go either way. YK over Danny Myers. Next battle. KG the Poet going up against DNA. Who you got?
This should be an interesting battle. I hope it gives us a feel. KG the Poet, fucks with you, my nigga. I think Timbo, you was there also, the same card with from Nitty Chess, YK and Myers and all that. And who did he battle on that card against, Timbo? That you went to?
Who? KG?
KG.
KG, no, KG battle Magic and YK battle Steams.
Okay, yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a good battle with Magic, too. Let me throw that out there. Like KG the Poet, I know him and Rum Nitty, they're homies and shit. KG the Poet, I need you to get on the same page as Rum Nitty, though, my nigga. You need to be the same way with your homeboy and shit. I think you got talent.
Mm-hmm.
Rum Nitty right now is down the block around the corner. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
DNA. Legend. I don't give a fuck what none of you niggas say on the comments or hit me
first
on Twitter. Ballot. People don't like DNA for the oversaturation. Y'all say I don't believe the way you don't like the way he holds the guns, saying he's going to shoot a machete. I get it. But if you want to talk about a dude that's consistent, that doesn't stumble, that doesn't choke, I've had league owners tell me, Timbo, this nigga is not hard to battle. You tell this nigga, yo, I'm giving you such and such. It's not really hard to work with this nigga.
I'm giving you,
fucking,
not
you
only
go,
that, it's I'm giving you such and such on 24 hours notice.
That's why you're my brother, because I was going to go there with King of the Dot. I was going to go there with King of the Dot.
Yeah.
I really believe that Organic, Gully, and Bishop got DNA on speed dial. Like, oh, this nigga didn't get over here to cross the border?
Right.
DNA. Like, that fast.
Yep.
And you got to respect that. Freestyle game on point. And I've said it numerous times, the NWX thing has really rejuvenated this nigga's career. Along with Shine. I really, truly believe that. You know what I'm saying? DNA had a dope battle with fucking Danger Zone, too, that people don't talk about it. That was a dope battle last year. I like to see DNA get on one-on-one. Get out of the 2-on-2 a little bit and get back on the one-on-one action. I'm going to go DNA 2-1.
You know what? A clear 2-1. Here's the thing, man.
We've heard rumblings about Summer Madness. I can't think of a reason why DNA would not be on Summer Madness. Summer Madness is scheduled to be, from what Norv said, September 24th, around that time. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking DNA will be on that card. Is he going to – this will be 2 weeks prior to that. Is he going to prepare crazy for it? I'm not going to say he's going to take a battle off, but I'm saying Summer Madness is Summer Madness. That's the stage, you know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is. So would he sacrifice writing and doing all that stuff? So I'm going just based on that, to be honest with you, I'm going KG 2-1 on this battle against DNA. just based on that fact, you know, I'm not down DNA's ability, but I'm thinking that Summer Madness is going to be that time, which we've heard from Norbs on URL, that it'll be September 24th. So I'm going KG.
But here's the reason why I picked DNA also. I'm not mad at you because you and Piper Boy, shout out to Piper Boy. He also, I've seen him pick KG the Poet also. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So see two media niggas picking KG the Poet. My thing with DNA, I just think DNA is more seasoned and he could go into the freestyles, get back into the writtens, have jokes, have a little performance. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if KG could withstand that. Would it shock me if KG the Poet beat DNA? Yes and no. But I can understand why you might go with KG because of the thing of Summer Madness. But I think even with Summer Madness, if he's on Summer Madness, I still think DNA doesn't take opponents lightly. But I do agree that if you're going to go hard and push that pen and push your fucking brains to your fucking vessels pop out to get these rhymes out, he's going to go hard on Summer Madness. No disrespect to you, KG the Poet, but I agree with Timbo that it is what it is. These niggas do this shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? You had a battle here at this league, and then you're on King of the Dot or have a battle on URL, you're going to go hard on those platforms instead of Joe Moe's Battle League Triple X. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And I feel what you're saying. And like you said, you can always count on DNA to bring quality material to a battle, even if it's 24 hours notice.
Mm.
So who knows? You give him this amount of time and prep, then he might be able to deliver something really solid and win the battle. I'm going with KG.
But I'm not mad, though, because I know KG's going to come. He's not going to play. He's not going to come in and play with DNA. This is a nigga that you don't see battle all the time. You feel me? And he's battling a name like DNA, whether niggas like him or not. You're battling a name, DNA. You know what I'm saying? So I know your brother Rum Nitty. You see him scorching right now. Like, I got to go hard right now. And that's probably in the back of his brain, too. I got to go hard like my brother Rum Nitty. You know what I mean?
That's a fact. Yep. No, that's a fact. It'll be a good one, man. KG versus DNA. Next battle, the headline main event, Passwords versus Briz Rothstein. Who you got, bro?
Yo, this could be a fucking fire battle, man. Shout out to Pass, man. Before this nigga called himself Pass, we knew him as Passwords. Do your fucking Googles, my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Oakland, Mr. Look like Joe Budden ass nigga Pass. That's my nigga right there, B. What can I say about Passwords, bro? I mean, started in Grind Time, right? Classic with fucking Hollow the Don. Debatable than a motherfucker. That's one of the most slept on battles that no one talks about unless you're a real battle rap head. Hollow and Passwords are a fucking classic. You dig what I'm saying? Battle a lot of your favorite niggas on URL. It might not have been on URL, but he's battled niggas. He's battled Arsenal. He's battled Chilla. Mm-hmm. He's battled Clips. Like, he's battled niggas, bro. You see what I'm saying? His first time on URL, this should be, I hope Pass is ready. You know what I'm saying? Pass, I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. You lost the Money Bags, bro. I don't know how that, no shade of Money Bags, but I ain't like you in that battle and shit. You fucked up DNA. I give you that. You 3-zip DNA, in fact. I forgot about that. You know what I'm saying? I rock your Password. Do you think he's going to want to try to switch up his style now that he's on a URL? Do you think him writing now that, all right, in the back of his brain while he's writing his rhymes, all right, I'm on URL now. Do I got to cater to this crowd? Do I got to spit more street shit? Even though Pass can mix up the, he can mix it up. What do you think?
Pass has that feeling though.
Is that pressure?
Bro.
Yeah.
You know what? On that, I don't think it is because he's been on obviously King of the Dot. He spit that street shit. You remember when he battled Bricks? He was spitting that street shit when he was battling Bricks, though, bro. He smashed Bricks. That wasn't even fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, it was crazy. One of my favorite lines was like, how are you called Bricks when there is a QP in your clique that holds more weight than you? Doug.
Woo.
Pass is nice.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and you sound like
listen,
you just did at the last minute. I'm half past or some past gimmicks. You get out of pocket pot now. Put your ass back in it. Oh,
Bass is dumb nice, man.
Come on.
Now
I want to let you get
Briz Rothstein.
Let me hear this. Yeah.
Briz Rothstein, I fucks with you, Briz. I fucks with you. I think you're dumb nice. But the word on the battle rap streets is, has Briz fared well on URL? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you go look at his career. He battled Young X. I thought he'd be Young X. He's battled. I didn't like his battle with Shine. With A-Verb at all. I thought that was a very bad. I didn't like his outing at all. He spent his whole time spitting perm jokes. You feel what I'm saying?
True.
And I know he battled top-notch niggas in URL, but I had him losing it. Obviously, he lost to T-Top after UFF shit. Had him losing to Verb, like I said. Had him losing to Tay-Lock. I had him edging a DNA battle. And some people, like I said, had him losing the show, even though he was sick that day. No excuses. This is a home game for Pass, right? Basically. In Cali.
Oh, I think it is. Definitely. Definitely.
First time on URL. I like Briz, man. But I'm going Pass 2-1, bro. And I fucks with Briz Washington, bro. I really do.
Man, you know what? I fuck with Pass heavy. Pass is honestly one of my favorites, man. Dude is crazy nice. You know what? He's one of the few that can really spit that street shit, but then can also kind of cater to the jokes, you know, and be funny and witty at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's one of those. So you're right, though. Has Briz really fare well on URL? I don't think so. I don't think so. And when
I say farewell, he hasn't got his ass kicked. He hasn't got his ass kicked.
Nah,
he doesn't just want resume of niggas
he
battled.
Hasn't
battle,
done as good. Yeah.
In the win loss department.
Before.
Yeah, I don't think he has a clear.
Yeah, you're right.
Clear win. I think he's like a besides Young X and Show Off.
Yeah.
Excuse me, he battled Show Off too. I had him beating Show Off, and I had him beating Young X. But I think he needs that stamp win, my nigga. I know you in Dot Mob.
Did you
have
Pass beat Hollow?
Nah, I think I had Hollow edging it, man. But I can't get mad at no one saying Pass won that shit, B.
Yeah.
I really can't.
Yeah, I had Pass beating Hollow. Pass is
I'm
nice,
not mad at that.
Man.
He's
Pass
dumb nice, bro. He's dumb nice.
People.
Dumb nice.
You know, he slept on. Like you said, this is a long time coming for him to be on this, be on URL. I'm going Pass. But you know what? I'm thinking he's going to edge each, man. I'm going 3-0, edging each round, Pass.
Mm.
In L.A., traffic hard. I think he's going to feel at home. Feel like, you know, this is a different setting for, you know, for someone like Briz. You know what I mean? I think it's just different. But I'm going Pass 3-0.
I don't think
it's going to be a body.
Too much. Nah, I don't think it's going to be a body, though. Nah, you're not going to body Briz Rothstein, bro.
No.
You're not going to body Briz.
No.
No. That boy.
No.
I think Briz is going to hold his own, my nigga. I'm going to keep it real.
Mm.
Even though I'm picking Pass 2-1, I think Briz is going to hold his own and shit. But I think Briz needs this win, bro. And when I say this, Briz, to you, in all due respect, this is the new nigga coming to your school. Is the new nigga coming into your school, even though the nigga been going, he been repping the school he been going to for long, he been in school for a long time, he's coming to your school now, my nigga. You need to hold this down. And I think Pass is a well-seasoned vet. I'm just worried about.
I agree.
But it's a good thing for him. Even though it's in URL, it's in Cali. It's not in New York. And here's the difference in New York, and I'm just being real. New York niggas, man, y'all are, I don't know if y'all going to cater to past. I might say he's corny, he's not from NY, all that dumb shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. That nigga is nice. You know what I'm saying? And on camera, I just wonder if he's going to write different, being that he's on URL. That's the only concern I have. Is he going to stick to what he knows or what got him here? Don't change him nothing that got you there. I don't want past.
Yeah,
still work.
Yeah,
you know,
and I agree.
I got to go 100% gun bar. You know what I'm saying? But Chris is going to get to him. Chris is going to give you that gothic, cut you up on your guts, eat your fucking esophagus out type lyrics. You know how Chris do?
I don't know if he can. I feel that, but bro, like, he might get punked by past doing that shit. We've seen that happen. Past could come back. Something to say about that. You never know.
Past been shaking a couple of battles, though. Even though I heard his battle with JC ain't out yet, but I heard that JC had a dope-ass fire battle. I can't wait to see that shit. But his battle with Chilla, I didn't like that battle. I'm so mad that between both of them, really. I'm really mad that battle didn't really go. And, yo, he lost to Bishop Agante also, my nigga. Yeah, B. He lost to – I remember watching that shit in the pay-per-view, and no shade to Bishop. I thought that was an upset. I thought, because everybody picked Pass to be, I mean, come on, my nigga, let's be real. You see Pass against Bishop Bergante. No disrespect to Bishop, man. You know, take that mirror down and all that this fly shit, my nigga. I get it, Bishop, but I had Bishop beating Pass, my nigga. Deadass. Not on 3 or 2-1 type shit, but I had Bishop winning that shit.
I feel you.
And I think Pass, you know, for real.
Pass is ready.
You can't go in
Pass
there.
Pass is
Pass
ready.
Pass is dumb nights, bro.
Pass is ready.
He battled K-Shawn, too.
To make that.
I had him beating K-Shawn when he battled Shawn.
Yeah. I think he's ready, man. I think he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in an edgy trial. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize to Briz personally. For real. I'll get up on the show, say my bad. I was fucking wrong. I'll pull a three-letter to...
You got to. I've done it numerous times. I've had to apologize to two people in battle rap. I had to apologize to Jazz the Rapper, and I had to apologize to Swade. So Timbo's been saved. I have not.
Yeah.
And I can admit, I've been wrong on some battles, too. I picked Saga to beat Chess, and I heard Chess won that clearly. Even though, and that's the funny thing. I rock with Chess way more than I fuck with Saga, but I just didn't like Chess in his last couple battles. And I thought, and... I picked Ting the Demon to be Swave Server. Wrong on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to pop my collar on. I did pick K-Shine. Everybody picked Verb to beat him. I did pick K-Shine. You know what I'm saying? Go back in the PSA vault. You know what I'm saying?
I think I picked like Lux to beat Mook or some shit on their second one. And good Lord.
We all did,
that,
man. Don't feel bad. We all did.
Yeah, that
I
was
did.
A bad one, bro.
But I thought Lux was going to fuck him up and keep it real.
That
shit was trash.
I thought that shit was going to happen. I mean, who knows, man? What else is going on in the battle rap world before we get our guest calling up here, man?
Well, I'm hoping someone managed to get a card coming out. You know what I'm saying? Trailer or something. I know King of the Dot got some battles probably coming out. They releasing and shit. RVE's moving. You know what I'm saying? URL, I don't know, man. I think they gotta close out the year on a strong note. Because I've said this numerous times. Even though they're the number one league, this, that, and the third, you know what I'm saying? They're crowned now. Everybody runs to their channel. They got the most subscribers. They got the biggest fan base. I don't think URL as a whole this year, and we're going into the month of September, I don't think they've had a great year in battle rap, my nigga. Well, I take that back. Yes, they have, and yes and no. And here, I'm going to break that down. I think they've had a great year in developing new talent, and Born Legacy, from what I heard, was a success. From what I'm hearing, when niggas telling me Born Legacy was better than Unfinished Business. So when I hear that, that tells me that URL is trying to bring in these new guys, the Jerry Westers of the world, Shout out to Tech Nine. I heard Tech Nine did real good at Born Legacy against Jerry West. I'm glad to hear that. To hear better like Tech Nine than Mr. Summer Madness. But they trying to bring in the new guys. The best battle I've watched on you all of this whole year, that my go-to battle, has been Adam from Nitty. I've watched that shit at least 11 times. That's no exaggeration.
Yeah.
That's zero exaggeration. Yeah. Like, the feel of that battle, the way the niggas is going at it, top 10 niggas, why y'all out there arguing and bitching about money and fame and living off legacy, like the last guy that was on the show. What a thug. Y'all living off legacy and shit. No one, y'all are not really delivering classic battles like that and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The fact.
Like,
we should have a segment.
You know? Yeah.
We should have a segment that says, like, living off a legacy. Who's living off legacies right now, Dre?
Oh, I'm down for that. We can finagle a lot of segments, but I'm down for that. That's the next one we're going to do. We can finagle that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of segments that we want to end up doing. You know what I mean? I think breaking down classics too, bro. You know who I was just watching? I was watching Mills and Mook the other day, bro.
You know what we should do off
Mills
air?
And Mook.
We should get together. Off air, we'll just get together and try to pick 5 battles old battles and talk about their shits. Who really won this battle? What you thought of, you know what I mean?
I agree. That shit would be crazy. We'll make it happen, man. You know, we out here. We're segment boys. People know that. They fucking know that.
Of late gods, you know what I'm saying? So, I think King of the Dot also. I think King of the Dot also had better battles. Also, I think RBE and King of the Dot have had better battles.
I agree.
Iron Solomon Disaster is a classic, certified classic.
Yes.
My nigga, I remember watching
Iron Solomon versus Magic.
Fire. I remember watching Iron Solomon Disaster live on a pay-per-view shit, and I'm tweeting these niggas on Twitter. I tweeted this shit. I'll never forget that shit. This is no gas. Remember I told you niggas, when Iron and Disaster drops, this is going to be a classic. Thank me later.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
From
you know what I'm saying?
Insane. Solomon's been really...
Ice and Big K.
Really, really deliver.
Yeah.
Ice and Big K. Yo,
yeah.
What else? I'm going through their channel right now. I'm looking at oh man, I will say this though. Moneybags really beat Pass. I'm not gonna lie.
He did, Money. I said it early. He did. He did, bro.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling
I'm
you.
I'm just
Money,
looking at it right
that,
now.
Yeah, son. His last couple battles, but I did hear his last battle with JC was fire though. Niggas say that when that battle drops, niggas gonna be like, word.
Yeah.
So he got busy against JC, niggas said. But the Bishop Bagante and Moneybags battle, I picked Pass to win both those battles and he lost some money. Come on, I did.
Shit.
Pass, I got you winning, bro. Don't even trip. Don't listen to Dre. Oh, wait, Dre has you winning too. I'm tripping.
Let me text this cat, son. Hold on. Let me tell this cat, because come on, bro.
Dre, what about Hollow versus Past Day?
Like the battle the first time. I wish they left that alone.
Think so?
You know what I mean? I wish they left that alone. They should have left that battle alone. I like the first time he battled in the one rounder, even though
it should
have been a one
rounder. In the UK? Or the one rounder?
I love that battle, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. I was so mad it was not 2 more rounds. I thought that battle, that was straight. It's not a classic. It's a dope battle that he played out. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think, like, when you, come on, my nigga, every time niggas be trying to do a battle over, shit never pans out right, man. Look at Gun Titles against fucking NWX when they battled the second time.
Yeah.
Surf and Rocker is interested like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Trying to reschedule battles.
I'm just saying,
like,
even bigger ones. Like, just look at Lux and Luke, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. I don't even want to hope niggas do not battle up again. No trilogy, nothing.
Who would you
Chilla,
get?
Where you
if
at,
they
B?
Battled,
come on, man.
If they battled a third time, who you got?
I'm still going with Lux. I'm stubborn like that.
Ew.
Yeah, I know I'm stubborn. I haven't learned my lesson,
man.
Right?
Yo, I might have to go Mook on that one, bro. Mook just talked a big game, though. You know what I mean? Mook builds that hype, though. Mook builds that hype. What do you think, Dre? Should we just save him for tomorrow?
I'm trying to give him a chance. He hit me and shit, though. He hit me.
Right.
He hit me like 5 minutes ago. That's what he's calling up, so. You better hurry up, though.
Chill you down to 2 minutes, bro.
I'm still mad about that vault, my dude. Like
I knew you would be, bro. This was supposed to be
a my
class,
God. If you should have seen my face. Yeah, son. You should have seen my face.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, bro. I'm good off that, man. I'm good off that. I don't give a fuck what status you got, dude. If that shit ain't sounding right, that shit is not. You going straight to the vault, too. You can sit right there with Pharaoh, you know, official. Nope. Nigga, I don't care if that was Nas. I don't care if that was Nas. That shit wasn't coming out. Hell no. Chill out, my nigga.
True.
Hold on, fam. I'm going to tell this nigga, yo, son. You ain't down, man. So let niggas know, hold on. Hold on. Guys, we're going to schedule my dude.
Fuck
for real.
It.
I told him, I said, let me see if you hear me right now. You don't hear me in 2 minutes, then we're going to wrap up, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, we need some classic battles, bro. I just want to see some fire battles. And I think the only thing that's stopping niggas from giving us fire battles is money fucking shit up because this person don't want to get like a lot of battles should go down, bro.
After talking to Shug today, do you think him and Hitman will ever happen?
Yeah, it will happen. Cause money.
You think it'll happen?
The money,
you think
the
it'll
fans.
Happen this year?
It happened because this year.
Yeah.
Wow, Timbo, damn that question. You know what? I'm gonna say yeah, Lee.
Think so?
I'm gonna say, ooh. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, Timo, and you stumped me, my nigga, because we're in the month of September, bro. If that shit don't happen in Summer Madness, and Shook said that happened on Summer Madness, Smack having that can't be on no fucking Rookie versus Vets, obviously. No Armageddon, no Unfinished Business. That shit is Summer Madness material, B. I'm gonna say no right now, son. With an asterisk on there.
Damn. Facts. I don't think it'll happen. I don't think it'll happen this year, but I think you're right. I think it'll happen. I don't see it happening this year, bro. Shug said he wasn't going to be on Summer Madness 6. I don't see any other platform that has to be on other than Summer Madness and like a Gnome, you know, like a Gnome series. Summer Madness or Gnome, you can't have that on one of these Born Legacies, you know what I mean? You can't do it. Can't do it. I hope it happens, though.
Get my nigga close out, man. We ain't working on nobody's time,
man,
bro. No disrespect, man.
We out of here, man. This is PSA motherfucking radio. You already know what it is. Some segment boys. We got one in here. We got only one in here. URL traffic coming up. Shout out everybody listening, man. Shout out everybody listening, my bro Dre 3 Letterman. Take us out, G.
PSA Radio, man. You already know what it is, man. Cannot believe the vault. Holla.
We out.